Democratic Congressman Dave Obie has voted in favor of overhauling health care every time it has come up, including during the Nixon and Clinton administrations. But he says this go-around, the intensity of the opposition is out of line. He says this weekend he and his staff were accosted by health care opponents outside Congress.
You had people screaming at us and calling us bastards, socialists, communists, traitors, slime.
One of Obie's Republican opponents, Portage County organic farmer Dan Melke, plans to make health care a campaign issue. And he says he understands the feelings of the Washington protesters.
The passing of that bill was a spit in the face and a slapping in the face of every American's right and freedoms. And I see that as a greater offense when our elected leaders spit in our faces.
Obie doubts health care will cost him or his Democratic colleagues re-election, but he says that's up to the voters.
You know what? This is one of those issues where if you get beat, you get beat. This is worth it. We're supposed to do things not on the basis of whether it enhances our re-election prospects or not, but whether or not it enhances the quality of life in the country.
Obie says the fervent opposition is one reason health care hasn't passed before now, even though it's been proposed by administrations since Teddy Roosevelt. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.